Hello and welcome to GuardCast, a podcast that offers insight to soldiers and civilians from subject matter experts across the board. I'm your host, Sergeant Joseph Goldsmith, and thank you for tuning in. Today I have a mini episode for you, a military reading entitled Old Warriors by Command Sergeant Major Kenneth Cabe. I was born in 1947. The war was over. The GIs had returned home, and life was getting back to normal. Most of the men I knew had been to war. None of them spoke of it. At least, not to a little kid. I didn't think much about it one way or the other. What I failed to appreciate was that I had access to scores of people who had, quite literally, saved the world. I met a man who helped open the concentration camps in Europe. I knew a man who fought at Bastogne. One of my father's brothers survived the brutal jungle warfare in the Pacific. A man I knew spent his 19th birthday bombarding German fortifications in support of the Normandy invasion. Another spent the day of June 6, 1944, piloting a landing craft bringing load after load of troops from the English Channel onto the beaches. A high school teacher fought through the hedgerows of Western Europe. I knew a man who was an intelligence officer with the Navajo Code Talkers, and a Baptist preacher who faced German bullets but was mortified by General Patton's profanity. These were ordinary men who, for a few years, did extraordinary things. Then they came home, grateful to be ordinary men again. They became store clerks, businessmen, policemen, factory workers, and plumbers. Many were real heroes, and all I saw were clerks and cops and plumbers. I did not see the scars of war, both emotional and physical. I did not see the medals they kept in their dresser drawers. All I saw was ordinary men. While most of those old soldiers are now gone, heroes still walk among us. There are the cold warriors who stood between the free world and the Soviet aggression for more than 40 years. There are those who braved the Korean winter and drew a hard line at the 38th parallel. There are thousands who answered an unpopular call to duty in Southeast Asia. There are thousands more who volunteered through over two decades of warfare in the Middle East. And there are many who supported the combat troops as cooks and medics and truck drivers and clerks. If you know someone who served, listen to their stories or respect their silence. Above all, recognize their service and honor them for what they are. Ordinary people who did extraordinary things. Do it now, while you still can. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you in the next episode. This is Sergeant Joseph Goldsmith, out.